Today is Sunday, the 5th of May, 2024. We are thankful for your presence this morning. Our prayer team is Minister Gatewood and Sarah. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sarah.
Good morning, everyone. Our scripture this morning for the Minute with the Master is from the book of Psalms 94 and the 19th verse. It's the New King James Version, and it reads, "In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul." We all know that the devil is so busy trying to instill doubt and anxiety in us when we're facing trouble and trials, but all glory to God who speaks his word to us to counter that doubt and anxiety that the devil is trying to make us believe. Sometimes we doubt that God will come through. When you find yourself in a season of doubt or anxiety, learn to trust God who is faithful. And if when doubt enters your mind, when and if doubt enters your mind and you become anxious, concentrate on this psalm, Psalm 94 and 19. And it will lift you up. When your wounds are deep, God's healing goes much deeper. When your troubles are wide, his help is wider than you can imagine. When your cares are great, his consolations are even greater. He will dispel your doubt and anxiety with his word. So cry out to him, asking him to help you. He is always there and he hears your cry. So whenever your busy thoughts get out of control, allow the soothing comfort of his presence to calm you down. Our prayer petitions for the day are as follow. We have a prayer request from Adrian G. She writes, "Please pray for my foster daughter, Ebony M. of New Jersey. She's been hospitalized since January 6th. This is one of many fights that she's had to battle in her life. Ebony overcame leukemia last year, but on January 6th, she had a pretty bad stroke. She's only 41 years old. Please pray for healing and for her to win this battle as well. For Leela J., she has been placed back in the hospital ICU. We pray for her strength and total healing. Mrs. Lopez's mother-in-law, Daisy, she was rushed to the hospital due to a stomach hernia. We pray for relief, healing, and recovery. For Nima Bucera's daughter, she is still hospitalized. We continue to pray for her body to stabilize and for health, her health to be fully restored. For Milton, we pray God places him on solid footing and gives him another chance at a drug-free life. Those preaching today, we pray for truth to go forth with power. We pray as the word of God is spoken. It will draw sinners to Christ and build up saints according to their needs. Those serving today during worship service, we ask the Lord to empower them to serve with a spirit of perfection and joy. Those with an unspoken need, we ask God to grant you favor, protect your heart from the adversary, and hold you close to him. All those on the call this morning, we lift you for spiritual consolation if you're hurting, for God to mend your health if your body is not at its best, and for your heart to be filled with great gratefulness and joy today. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions. And we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity and and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Everyone have a blessed Sunday. Thank you.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God, we come today as one body to say thank you. God, you watched over us all night long. God, you kept us safe from danger seen and unseen. God, you touched us, allowed us to open our eyes and to see a new day. God, I come today to say thank you. Many didn't make it. We made it. And it was only by the grace of God that we made it. Not because we obeyed his will, we did what he told us to do. It was only by the grace of God today that we made it. He told us to go left, we went right. Only by the grace of God today, we made it. God is good. God is kind. God is merciful. God is forgiving. He's sovereign. He's the creator of all creation. He owns everybody, and everything belongs to God. God is good. Keep your mind stayed on him. Worship him just for who he is. We know that he can do any and everything. Let's worship him just for who he is. God is good. And it's mercy to do it forever. God is good. Don't never turn back. You press toward the mark of a high calling. You keep moving forward. Don't never turn back. Live for Jesus. He died for you and I. Live for him every day of your life. Live for Jesus. God's only begotten son. Live for him. That can step in and change things. That can heal sickness. Take away any drugs. God can do it. Any habits. God can do it. God is good. There's nothing that God can't do. Sickness in the body. God gonna heal you. You have to speak life over yourself and say, I am healed. By the blood of Jesus, I am healed today. No matter how long it's been, tell somebody, God, I am healed. God is good. He'll heal. He'll deliver. He'll set free. And whom the Son set free, you are free indeed. You are no longer bound loose. Yourself shake. Yourself loose. You are free. God is good. That's nothing that God can't do. He just can't fail. He's a faithful God. He will do just what he said he'll do. God will do it. He'll show up in the midst of that situation. He'll show up in the midst of that sickness. He'll show up in the midst of that dilemma. I come to tell you, God will put all your trust in God. Lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him first, and he will direct your path. He will show you what to do, where to go, and what to say. All you got to do is trust him. God, lead me. God, guide me, God. He'll do it. He's amazing. He's great. And he's greatly to be praised. God is good, believers. We serve a good God. We serve a great God. We serve a God that got all power in the palm of his hand. We serve a God that is undefeated. That's the kind of God we serve. He's good. All the time and all the time, he's good. And God, I come today I just want to say thank you. Didn't have to do it for us, God, but you did. Thank you. And God, I pray for every prayer request, known and unknown. God knows the heart of his people. Whatever you need, God got it. He on the cattle on 1,000 hills, and even the hills belongs to God. So whatever you need in life, God got it. All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is ask and believe. God got it. And you shall receive it. Just ask. And God, I pray for everyone on this call on today. Keep your head up. Square your shoulders and know who you belong to. Keep a smile on your face. Love everybody and love yourself and stay prayed up. And whatever your prayer may be today, I come to tell you, it's on the way. Keep praying, keep fasting, keep believing God is going to show up. He's going to show up. The sun is going to shine. He's going to show up. Just keep praying. He's going to show up. He's going to show out. Just keep praying. Just keep fasting. Keep believing. He's going to show up. It may seem dim right now. God is going to show up. Keep the faith. And let's run this race. It's not given to the swift or the strong. It's given to the one that endured to the end. Let's be an endurer. Let's go. Keep going. Keep pressing. Keep pushing. Keep going. And God, I thank you for Sunday morning. God, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lift them up. Come in his house. Lift them up. Give him thanks and thanksgiving. Lift him up. Just for who he is. Lift him up. And God, I continue to pray for this blessed ministry. Father God, you have truly been good to us. You allow us to join together every day, calling on your name. God, you have been good. And God, I ask that thou will continue, God, to use us. Continue, God, to shape us. Continue, God, to mold us. And then, God, take us higher. Take us high in you, O God. We will never look for glory other than praises. Father God, it all belongs to you. And it's in Jesus' name today. His precious, powerful name today. His all-knowing, all-seeing name today. I do pray. Amen. And amen today I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Sunday morning. Goodbye.